Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio and Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, a Democrat from Miami, have introduced two pieces of legislation meant to address safety concerns in low-income communities. The Safe Temperature Act would give the Department of Housing and Urban Development the ability to use federal dollars to install air conditioning in public and federally subsidized housing, and it would allow the department to ensure temperatures in public housing stay between 71 and 81 degrees. The bill doesn't mandate air conditioning, nor does it provide any additional funding to pay for it. Under the legislation, residents would not have to buy heating or cooling units, but they would be required to pay for electricity. And the Liberty Rising Act would require public housing authorities to make sure properties in high-crime neighborhoods have working security cameras, deadbolt locks on all entry doors, and covered security camera boxes and wires, among other things. The legislation would also establish an anonymous crime reporting hotline for tenants, and it would require HUD to give priority to high-crime areas when awarding emergency safety and security grants. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.